Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have lots to share with you, but let's first go to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you, O God, for who you are, for your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness and your love. Thank you, Father. We bow before you asking and begging you for forgiveness of our sins, for our slothful nature, for being a silent people when we should be bold and courageous for your name's sake. We ask that you protect us from the evil one. He is on the prowl, and we know he has already been defeated. Let us hold that truth ever so close. I ask that you place a hedge of protection around President Donald Trump. Please put before him godly men with righteous counsel. Make our hearts like yours, Father, that your wants will be consumed, that our wants will be consumed by your will. I ask your blessing in each of my listeners, my advertisers, and my sponsors. Lighten the yoke of each of their burdens and bring them peace that only you can give. Here I am, send me, O Father. Bless CSE Talk Radio. May we grow in territory and be your beacon to many, encouraging and challenging each in their lives and, Father, in this nation. For such a time as this, I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I went to Wyoming this week. I have been telling you I was going, and it was a great time. We saw some great sights. We decided to drive instead of to fly, and so we did that, and my husband and Rudy did most of the driving. Well, they did all the driving. I didn't drive at all. I just sat back and enjoyed it all. And we saw a few sights. My husband and I had never been out west, and so we went there and saw the Badlands and saw the monuments. I've lost my train of thought here. We saw Devil's Tower and decided to rename it God's Footstool, and, just being a little jestful because of things. We saw the
Mount Rushmore
Monument, and we saw lots of things and lots of land. I had a statement in my speech that we are a nation from sea to shining sea, and there's a whole lot of nation in between, and we only went through a few states, and we drove and drove and drove. Beautiful country. Some of it vast. Some of it was very few trees, and then we get to Missouri, and it's all trees, and we just loved it. But, you know, we did check the news on occasion, and it's still the same old things going on. And it breaks my heart. It really does. I don't consider what's going on a revolution. There are no sensical requests, only violence and even drug use, looting and murder. That's all I see. I don't see anybody requesting anything that truly makes sense for a nation. These are the times. These times, like these, that try the souls of men. These are the times that try men's souls, Thomas Paine said. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. When I was in Wyoming this week, as I entered the building that was hosting their convention, their state Republican convention, there was a little monument of sorts, and beneath it, there was a time capsule buried. Now, we didn't get to see the time capsule. That'll be opened at some years down the road. But on this was an inscription. We are all faced with great opportunities, brilliantly disguised as impossible situations. To argue with a man who has renounced the use of authority of reason and whose philosophy consists in holding humanity in contempt is like administering medicine to the dead or endeavoring to convert an atheist by scripture. And that's, again, Thomas Paine. But that phrase on that monument as I entered the building resonated with me. As we see what's going on and we feel helpless where we are to stop it, but it is brilliantly disguised as an impossible situation, but it is a great opportunity. Now, we make fun of the left for claiming that these crises are opportunities for them to gain more control, which is true. That's what they want to do. But I have noticed that there seems to be no reasoning with the left. They are angry. Their rage allows them to see nothing but the sparks of their anger, and it blinds them from all reason. And there can be no conversation. To destroy monuments, to destroy history, leaves a wrong connotation behind. Alexis de Tocqueville stated this: when the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. What we are going through right now with all of these riots, not protests, everyone has a right to protest, but the rioting, the looting, the destruction, wanting our history to be, and you know, we have those dark moments in our history that we have things we're ashamed of. But we have grown so much from that. If we're such an evil nation, why are so many people jumping through so many hoops to get here? It would seem that America is walking in darkness. We choose the left over the right over the righteousness. Let me repeat that. We choose the left or we choose the right over righteousness. It's not about being a Democrat or Republican or a left, a liberal or a conservative. It's about having righteousness. We choose evil over good, the perverse over the normal of the creation. We choose death over life. Nonsense replaces common sense and anger over reason. We have become the fools who truly cannot see the forest for the trees. Words are cliche, and I love the quotes. I use them only to make a point that action speaks louder than words. Not action of violence and tearing down, but actions of building up and making things, all things, for all people better. When words are changed, their meaning becomes misunderstood. And there is a purpose in this. When did America cease to be a republic and take the role of a democracy, of mob rule? When did that happen? I'd say a long, long time ago. Why do we always blame a president, whether it's this one or President Barack Obama or Bush? Why do we blame the president for the failings of this land? When there are two other branches of government, they hold responsibility as well. Is it not the legislative branch who makes the laws and then turn around and the executive branch is responsible for enforcing those same laws? So if there are bad laws, who do you blame? You blame the president. In my speech before the Wyoming Republican State Convention, I pointed out that liberty and freedom is always in the hands of the people. We have to be paying attention, my friends. You're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. As I was talking about my speech and talking about what's going on here in this nation, and it's disturbing. You know, I'd say as individuals, we've all faced impossible situations. And within those, we had great opportunities, and I will add responsibilities to meet the challenges head on. You know, you can take an impossible situation and you can let just the impossibility of it consume you, and you miss the opportunities to rise above it, to make yourself stronger. We're all faced with these great opportunities, brilliantly disguised as impossible situations. It's not an impossible mission, for with God all things are possible. And in that, I'm talking about our situation here in this nation as well as all of ours personally. You know, while all this is going on in the nation, we all have personal lives that are filled with challenges each day. You know, we went to a few restaurants and I would see young families there with kids that were not happy. This past nap time, that's not what they wanted to eat. They were putting up a little rebellion of their own. And Albert and I would just kind of grin. And Rudy said, "You miss those times?" I go, "Not a bit." I miss the little hugs and little kisses and the silly little dandelion flowers that they'd bring. But I do not miss that part of the time. There's a reason God made you young when you had children. Because that's when you can handle it.
But I'm sure that those parents were having a challenge that day. Not an impossible one, just, you know, just one that's kind of a challenge. We have several things going on in this country, and I want every one of you to understand that prayer is important. We started praying, opening each show with prayer last year in September, and we're not going to stop because I really feel led to do this. There are things that I didn't really get to read it in its entirety, but I just got this before we went on the air. The Supreme Court strikes down Louisiana pro-life law saving babies from abortion. It says the Supreme Court struck down a Louisiana pro-life law today that saves babies from abortion and protects women's health, thanks to, guess who, Chief Justice John Roberts, joining the fourth abortion advocate son, the nation's highest court. The 2014 Louisiana law at the center of the case requires abortion providers to have hospital admitting privileges to treat patients with emergency complications. Just that simple. Something goes wrong, they need to be able to get them to the hospital. If allowed to take effect, it would close shoddy abortion facilities that are not prepared to help patients suffering from emergency complications. But abortion activists filed a lawsuit in June, the Medical Services versus Russo, previously versus G, claim that the law is an undue burden on access to abortion. And I remember when Kennedy got up before Congress, this was years ago, screaming for abortion, claiming, well, women will have, you know, the Republicans just women to use coat hangers in the alley again. Well, here this is a bill that was supposed to help. In other words, these doctors, they need to, and these clinics need to have access. They need to have credentials, credibility for the hospitals, to belong to these hospitals. But no, that's a burden, an undue burden on the access to assess abortion. The abortion facility Hope Medical Group for Women and the Pro-Abortion Center for Reproductive Rights, I always think that's funny, law firm are sued to overturn it. So they're going to try to overturn it. You know, abortion is the biggest scar on this nation. Murdering the unborn children. Anybody who has had a child and has been able to see these children, these babies in the womb, knows, oh, they're already an individual life. You can see them moving, sucking their thumbs. They get the hiccups. Their heart beats. Their blood flows separate from the mother. It's an abomination to this nation, what we are doing. Moving on. This is something that I just saw this morning. I hadn't heard anything of it, and Rudy had pointed it out to me, that Trump signs order prioritizing job skills over college degree in government hiring. A college degree will no longer give Americans a leg up when seeking some jobs with the federal government. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Friday that will overhaul the government's hiring practices so that a job applicant's skills will be given priority over a college degree. Now, you need to stop and think about this. I worked in a factory years and years ago. And when they had supervisory positions, somebody that had worked in this factory knew everything about the machinery and the lines and how they were to run and everything. If they didn't have a college degree, they'd had no chance of being a supervisor or a foreman on the floor because they didn't have a college degree. Now, that's, you know, that was in Q-tips. That's when I was making Q-tips. Administration officials say the shift will allow the government to hire a more inclusive workforce based on skill instead of a person's education level. So many times when they have the college education, it has nothing, some of their degrees have absolutely nothing to do with what they're actually performing in their jobs. Nothing. I often thought that they make them take things in college just to up the ante about how much they have to pay college. Pay for college, stay there a little longer, but they don't really need those, that particular part of the education. Should be optional, not required. So let's go back to the rioting and the discontent in this nation. It's disheartening. You know, we're heard, and I mentioned this to people this weekend when they were asking about the show. And there was a young girl there from Canada wanting to become an American citizen. And she's already involved in politics. She's helping somebody that's campaigning. And I said, you know, it's peculiar. I wanted to say funny, but it's not really comical. The world relies on America. And I've had people call me from other nations, in particular Canada, and they say, what on earth are you people thinking? What are you doing down there? And she agreed. She agreed with me wholeheartedly that, yes, America looks to, I'm not America, I mean the world looks to America, the once free nation. Now, we've had some bad times, but we should always learn from these things, grow from these mistakes, and I think we have. Maybe we haven't arrived yet, but it's kind of like the sin in my life. I haven't got rid of all of it yet. I don't know if I ever will. That's why I needed a Savior. And as a nation, we're no different. Every person has a story to tell in their lives. And so does every country and every nation. And the story we have here in this nation, it's got drama. It's got good guys and bad guys. It's got dark times and light times. And here we are today, wanting to erase it all. Because it had this moment in time, it was horrible. But we did not invent that. That doesn't make us good. But we did not invent it. And it still exists in other countries. And in other religions. It exists. So they want to defund the police because they think they're the problem. And while there are bad policemen, there are bad radio hosts too. There are bad people. They exist. You got to call them out. This young man, call him young man because I'm old, I guess, but Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, Sunday, he got up. And he made quite a decree, I guess. Well, this wasn't, Sunday was when they interviewed him, but was before Congress. And he was talking against this. He said, demonizing all law enforcement is not a part of my bill because I don't want law enforcement to demonize all American, African Americans. We have to be on the same page. There are things in the House bill that are not the best interest in the country. A few things that make it worse on cities. Manifesting in New York City today is a byproduct of those.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800 978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I failed to watch the clock, and I missed when we went into the break, so I want to repeat this just a little bit here. This is coming from Senator Tim Scott. He's a Republican from South Carolina. He happens to be the only black senator, which I didn't realize that. And so he's a young man who does know being picked on for his color. He understands that. But he says demonizing all law enforcement is not the right thing to do. You don't want them to demonize all people of color. So don't turn around and do the same sin back at them, basically, is what he's saying. And he is helping sponsor this bill. And he says while it's not a perfect bill, he thinks it's a good bill. And he is taking a lot of guff for what he's doing. A lot of it. But anyway, he's standing his ground, and I feel, great admiration for this young man. Great admiration. The police are really taking a bad hit. So many of them have been injured and killed through all these riotings and the things that have gone on, but you're not hearing that. They're standing there getting spit on and everything else while we've got COVID going on. It doesn't make any difference to rioters. But, you know, crime is going up. It's not the time to get rid of the police. Yes, you need to do a better job of getting rid of the ones that are bad seeds in there. But these policemen and their families, they don't get paid a ton of money. these men and women that are wearing the badges, that go out there every day, they know when they walk out that door, they don't know for sure they're going to come back. They don't know what they're going to face that day, what they're going to see, what they deal with, whether it's horrific accidents. We saw some when we were out traveling this week, and mostly yesterday coming back. You just have to say a prayer when you go past, because you don't know what happened. You don't know how bad the injuries are, if it's a fatality. These men and women deal with this day in and day out. They're the ones, if it is a fatality, that go to the family and have to break this news to them. Frank DeSoma with the Patriot Ordnance Factory. We found out a week ago that he was killed in an accident. Young. I say young. Has a family to raise, and he's gone just like that.
And he was a patriot.
He was definitely
a patriot. He was. We lost one there.
We lost a good man. Just like that. And the men and women in uniform, they're there. The men and women in scrubs, they're there. We have a lot of good in this nation. Why would we emphasize the ugly? And you can't legislate away stupid people. You just can't. But you can't deal with them on the job. And that has failed to be done numerous times. So defunding the cops is not going to work, and there's a lot of people that are screaming out, well, just tell them to quit showing up for the 911. But, you know, I don't think it's in their nature. It's not in their nature to not show up. I know people that are in that business, if you call it a business career. They literally do run to the trouble. They run to rescue, to protect. Rudy and I both know that. We both know people. We know people. And we understand what their families go through. Day in and day out. They're not the bad guys. They're the white hat wearers. And even in the Cowboys, there was a bad seed once in a while. Moving on. The polls. Oh, the polls. The polls, depending on what you want to look at and what you want to believe, which I don't believe too much of any of them. You could say, now, Beth, you always believe them when they're in Trump's favor. Well, I want to. But I don't necessarily believe these polls. And I never have really held a lot of stock in it, because it just depends on who they ask, how they do it, how they present the question, how they even come up with who they ask the questions to. Whether it's Fox or anyone else. And everybody says, well, Fox has Trump fallen behind, too. We found out what Fox was doing with their polls. It wasn't fair. It wasn't fair and unbiased polling. They were polling the majority of Democrats. Well, of course, if you do that, that's what you're going to come up with. I love almost all of these say that the Trump people are just not, they're too shy to answer. They don't want to answer. They're just ornery. I don't think they're shy. I think they're just ornery. I don't like to take polls. I don't like to listen to all their stupid questions. But it says in this one, and this is coming from Newsmax, and the pollmeister here is, let me see. It says Georgia-based political strategist Robert Cahaly, C-A-H-A-L-Y, who owns the Trafalgar, I know I'm saying this wrong, group, was the only pollster in 2016 that predicted Trump's upset victory over Hillary Clinton. Well, he has Trump leading Biden 45.5% to 44.6%. The polls show 7.5% voting for other candidates and 2.4% undecided. Now, you know, I've seen an awful lot of them that say Trump's going down in the polls and Biden's coming up in the polls. And I'm trying to think what person in their right mind would even vote for Biden right now. And I'm just going to throw a little Beth thing out here. Beth knows nothing. I do not have a degree in political science or a degree in any other college. No college degree here. Mama said I went to the School of Hard Knocks. But have you noticed that they constantly say the presumptuous, the presumptive candidate when they're talking about Biden? There's nobody else there that we know of. There was nobody else on those stages now that haven't dropped out of the race. And all those females, they're sitting there begging for a vice president position because he said he was going to pick a female for a vice president. Another thing you need to really take to heart. I'm not positive that he's going to be their candidate. Now, you just stop and think about it a little while. Just ponder it. You can say, Beth's nuts, Beth's lost it, and that may be true. It may be true. But not any farther than this guy, James Carville. He's kind of off the wall anyway. But he says there's a 50% chance that Trump's going to end his reelection bid and just quit over something that's gone on in Afghanistan. They were warned and they didn't heed it. And they said they didn't know. I don't know. This is craziness. But anyway, I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's nuts and people think I'm nuts. And so we're all nuts together, I guess. He said, no one is scared of Donald Trump. He's not going to run. Really? Then what is going on? If no one is scared, oh, Jimmy boy, why is all this rioting and everything going on? And not only are they rioting, they're saying this is to make sure Trump doesn't get elected. They have come out and said that, the leaders of the Black Lives Matter and some of these others. They've even upset Leo Terrell. He was on with Colonel... why do I call Alan West.
There you go.
On Levin last night. Awesome guys. Now, Terrell used to upset me quite a bit. Not just because I disagreed with him, because he never stopped talking. And, but they've got upset with Black Lives Matter now. Both of these men. And I thought if you get a chance, you need to go see that and see what Leo Terrell is saying. Am I saying his name right? I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. You don't know what these polls, who they're polling, what they're doing. But I'm sure not going to listen to James Carville. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. When we come back, I'm going to share something different with you. And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet is help tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to share with you something really, really quick, and I'm going to ask Rudy to kind of help with that, because when I was at the table and I was talking with someone else, a gentleman came up to Rudy and my husband and was talking to them about the protesters and the rioters that were coming to Gillette. And I'm going to let you tell that story.
Well, you know, I guess we ought to start with saying that they have open carry in Wyoming, as we do here in Missouri, I guess, but you don't see it very often. But I've never seen so many guns on people's hips as I did at that convention. Yeah, with the governor all right there, you know,
yeah.
So that was interesting. But, well, this one fella came up after the dinner and was telling how they were watching how the rioting, well, excuse me, peaceful protesting was happening coming across South Dakota. Started over in Sioux Falls and then made its way to Rapid City. And so there was a group of those guys decided they were not going to get into Gillette. So they basically lined the off-ramps of the interstate with guys out there with guns. And when those buses with those folks came by, they didn't let them in. They sent them on down the road to Casper or wherever they were going. I don't know. But they did not get into Gillette to do a peaceful protest.
They were not going to let them in there to burn and loot, and they did have some things, some attractions there in Gillette.
Yes,
they didn't want them to get off.
Beautiful little city.
Yeah, it is. It is a real beautiful city. And then I saw this on the way home last evening, and this was an intrusion suspect. They're always suspect, but he intruded. He broke into somebody's home in Springfield, Missouri. This was on Breitbart, and Missouri made Breitbart. Springfield, Missouri. Of course, you know, we made it when we were all with COVID down there at the lake too, but they didn't get any dastardly deeds done because the homeowner shot him. He shot first, shot the homeowner in the leg or foot, and then the homeowner shot back.
There was one real local here too, I think, in Missouri just recently, where a home invader came in and shot this lady's boyfriend and left. So they obviously weren't ready. So just goes to say.
Well, we're coming up to Independence Day, and it was requested by Tim. You know, Tim calls in quite a bit, and I didn't quite get it done, Tim. We'll try and do better next year, but we're going to do something. And we will have a special show on Friday for the 4th of July, I'm sorry, on the 4th of July. And I want you to listen to this. This is out of the book. I have shared several things to you from this. But this is actually in writing the Constitution, not the Declaration of Independence. The Miracle of America, Birth of a Nation. Okay? Building consensus at the Constitutional Convention. Now, you got to understand, even the Constitution came 6 years after the Revolutionary War was won. This country was in an upheaval. They had still not been able to define themselves as a nation. It says textbooks mistakenly describe the Constitution as a conglomerate of compromises. Compromise can be an ugly word, a grinding down of the best to suit the worst. Yet in the Constitutional Convention, the spirit of consensus, after much debate, reigned in grace and glory. It sat on Washington's shoulder like a dove as it presided over the proceedings. An example of reaching consensus came at one point during the convention when Governor Randolph stood up and said there should be three presidents, one for the northern states, one for the central states, and one for the southern states, because there is safety in numbers. Safety in numbers, exclaimed James Wilson of Pennsylvania. Safety in numbers, have you forgotten the 30 tyrants of Greece? The 30 tyrants of Greece came to power after the war with Sparta. When 30 people were in charge and something goes wrong, who gets the blame? The other 29? James Wilson explained, this problem, and Governor Randolph conceded, perhaps you are right. We should have only one executive. Although it took over 60 votes just to determine how to elect the president, they talked it out, overcame pride, put away prejudices, though it thought it through, and came to consensus. Men rose to speak, men who carried with them a bias of birthright, local issues, and loyalty to their state, north against south, merchant against farmer, but the delegates all came with the central goal to form a limited government based on natural, unalienable rights, where all power originates from the people. Under the rule of a king, America experienced the oppressive army of tyranny. The loose, weak government under the Articles of Confederation protected their rights no better as America approached anarchy. Freedom was proving difficult, but history had shown that taking away liberty had never been the solution to those difficulties. Only a perfect balance between tyranny and anarchy would provide the solution they sought. The balance was eventually found as they unified in the spirit of consensus. I think reading the stories of how things came to be helps our spirit of independence. What will happen this 4th of July? This nation has gone through so much here in 2020. What will happen? Study your Declaration of Independence and read it. I'm rewriting it right now for modern day. 30 presidents, 30 governors. Look at what we have here today. We are struggling the tyranny of big government, exactly what our founding fathers were trying to avoid. Who is in charge in Congress? Why, when we had all this debate over the illegal immigrants coming across the border, was that the president's fault when it was Congress who wrote the bills, wrote the laws? Why is it we're having a problem with the judicial system and how they interpret the Constitution or ignore it and rule on emotions? We were never to be ruled on emotions. It was rule of law. Law and order. Maybe we need a new consensus. We don't need a new constitution. We need America to read it and to understand it. Read the stories of these signers. They had lives with a story to tell. And this country has a story to tell. Unlike any story, there's dark, there's light, there's heroes, there's villains, and there's victory. There's victory in the Lord, you know. These men relied on that. They were far from perfect men. They were not saints. But they were men with an idea of people ruling people, not tyrants ruling over people. People being free to exercise life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness meant you had the opportunity to go to college or not go to college. You could choose your occupation. It wasn't dictated to you like China does. The spirit of independence. Yeah, we've got a story to tell. And we have an independence to declare, to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.